Blog Talk Radio. Christ, amen. Life gets better. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Pastor Barbara Smith. To my pastors, Apostle Temple and First Lady Lakeisha Spencer. To all of the ministers, evangelists. To the prophets, to the deacons, the evangelism team, the mothers, praise team, intercessors, to our youth, to our men, ADM Frontline, to our women's team, members, families, and friends, good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany, Egypt, Laos, Australia, South Africa, and Kenya, South Africa. Good morning, USA. Nova. Excuse me. Nevada, Carolina. South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania. Excuse me, it's that winter time. Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Puerto Rico, good morning, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada. Excuse me, in Connecticut. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry and delivered us from the muck and the miry clay. Oh, yes, he did. It was God this morning that woke us up, touched us with his finger of love, started us on our way, gave us the activity of all of our limbs. And as we look around, nothing is missing, nothing is broken, but everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So on today, as we bow down before the throne of God, giving him the praise, giving him the honor, giving him the glory for all of his many attributes towards each and every one of us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. It was God. It was God. And he deserves all of the praise, honor, and the glory on today. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for today. Praise your holy name. Lord God, as we come into a moment, Lord God, prayer, Lord God, that we ask that you have your way in this corporate prayer this morning in the name of Jesus. Father God, as we come in giving you the praise, the honor, and the glory, and we ask, Lord God, that you go out, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every area from the north, south, east, and the west. In the name of Jesus, touch internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as we lay everything down at your altar on today, we ask your forgiveness on today, Lord God, for all of our sins. Oh God, anything that's unlike you, we lay it down, Father God. Clean us and wash us whiter than snow on today. And then once you've cleaned and washed us, oh God, utilize us, Lord God, for your kingdom's sake, to spread the good news and the gospel unto men, women, and children, that we hear the word of the Lord and come unto him and be saved in Jesus' name. So on today, Lord God, as we look out, we pray for our young children, our youth and young people, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you touch them in their hearts and their minds in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God, on the school and campuses, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, from all hurt, harm, and danger. Protect them, Lord God, from those, Lord God, that don't mean them any good. Lord, protect them, Lord God, from those, Lord God, that will snatch and take them, oh, Lord God, for ungodly reasons. Father, we ask for your hedge of protection, that it be now around them, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west, oh, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we even pray for the prostitute. Call her in off the streets, Lord God, and clean her up with hyssop, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Those dope sellers and dope addicts, Lord God, we pray, Lord God, for their soul salvation as well today, Lord God. We ask that you move upon them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you have your way. Have your way on today, Lord God. There's no other way than your way, Lord God, on today. So, Lord God, even on today, Lord God, whatever your will and desire is for all of your people, Lord God, that are heavy laden and trodden, oh God, Father God, pour out your anointing spirit upon them right now. Lift them up, Lord God, like wings of eagles, Lord God, out of their despair. Father God, on today, Lord God, give them peace, give them love, give them, Lord God, your holy word, Lord God, give them your truth, your love, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, by your grace, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and your mercy, touch every heart, touch every mind, Father God. Those out there, Lord God, homeless. Those out there, Lord God, that are hungry. Those out there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that needs a place to lay their head out of the cold. In the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you make it so. And use us, your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and your Holy Spirit, Father God, to make it so. In the earth today, Lord God. Lord God, we're living in the last and the evil days. So we ask that you touch your people. Bring them in, Father God. While the time is now, you said to draw nigh unto you. So, Father God, as we draw nigh unto you, that you draw nigh unto us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, let your will be done in us. You prepare the way, Lord God. And when you prepare the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that is done in holiness and truth, that we don't have to turn around and look back, Lord God, because you prepared a new day and a new way, and all things have become new through you, Lord God. So, Lord God, every prayer, every petition on this morning, touch right now, hearts, minds, and souls of every man, woman, and child. Lord God, dispense on today your anointing Holy Ghost power over each and every one of us, Lord God, that we will do your will and your works and follow after you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we will be in position, that we will be in alignment, oh God, and we will come unto you, Father God, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God, that we will pay attention to your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that when it gives us direction, instruction, Father God, that we will obey and pay attention in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way in this corporate prayer in the name of Jesus, internationally, nationally, and locally. Hear your people's cry in the name of Jesus. God, we beckon you right now to come. Send down your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, that it will pour out its anointing power, Lord God, from the north, south, east, and the west. On today, Lord God, on today, on your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we'll follow after you, and we not follow no other God, because you are a jealous God. And we say we love you, Lord, because you first loved us. On today, you love us, Lord God. And we thank you. And we appreciate your love, Lord God. We appreciate your grace and your mercy, your goodness and your kindness. On today, we give you thanks and praise and honor and glory. And Lord God, that we worship your name in spirit and in truth. Lord God, on today, and on today, Lord God, that you raise us up just a little bit higher in you, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that we can see your way, Lord God, is the only right way to live, Lord God, a truthful and righteous life through Christ Jesus, our Lord, on today. So, Lord, on this fabulous Friday morning, move, Lord God, with your love. Move with your power and anointing. Move, Lord God, with your understanding and wisdom. And God, pour out your anointing on everybody. In the name of the Father, Son, and the blessed Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, for Christ's sake, we thank God. Amen. 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 Well, we've been having some technical difficulty this in the mornings, Lord God. We couldn't get our own Mother Jackson on, praise God, to give us our daily corporate prayer, praise God. But we pray that God's will and works be done anyhow through the blood of Jesus Christ. We know that the enemy comes just to throw in a monkey wrench, to try to break things up. But we that serve God know that God is always by our side. He never leaves us, nor does he forsake us. For he is a mighty God, mighty in stature, amen, power and anointing, amen. For God is a God that will do what he said he'll do, and he's not a man that he will lie. Amen. Praise God. So we thank God for everything on this morning, for being here in his presence. It's just a God-blessed honor on today. What about you? What about you? Hallelujah. How do you feel this morning? Praise God, knowing our Lord and our God loves us so. And he knows every hair on our head, so he knows every need that we have, and he supplies every one of those needs according to his riches and glory. And so there's no other place that I will be or want to be than in the presence of Almighty God on today, that he will come in and bless us and instruct us, praise God, and that he will touch us with his love. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Yes, what a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve on this morning, praise God. Because, you know, even the angels bow down before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God that we serve. And when we can serve a mighty God like that, oh, glory, hallelujah, there's nothing else more important. Oh, praise his holy name. So how do you feel this morning? How do you feel having God in your life? Woke you up this morning. Amen. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. Somebody's on the other side this morning. Praise God. Amen. How do you feel? Amen. Yes, it's cold. Oh, yes. Yes, the weather just ain't acting right. It's wintertime. Praise God. That we can be thankful for we have the four seasons, and we can feel those four seasons because of God and because of who he is. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Think about it. How you feel. Because God loves you so, and he is here with us right now, looking down upon us in an admirable way on his children. Praise God. The one that's serving him, and he's hoping and praying that the ones that are not serving him will come and seek his son, Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior in their lives on this day, no matter how old, no matter how young. Praise God that we come and bow down before the throne of Almighty God this morning and feel and receive his untiring and unending love towards each and every one of us. Oh, yes. It was love. It was love that brought his son Jesus down from that cross. It wasn't the nails that held him. Oh, no. It wasn't the nails. But with his love. His love. Praise God. Praise God. And you know, none of us could pay or repay him for such a ransom as what he paid for each and every one of us, our families, associates, loved ones. He paid such a dear price. God himself humbled himself, praise God, thank you, Holy Spirit, came down, oh glory, spilled his blood, gave his life as a ransom, an ultimate sacrifice, because the Father could not find no man or anyone else to fit the bill. But it was Jesus. It was his love. Oh, glory, hallelujah, that came down from that cross. Yes, went to hell. Conquered it, snatched the key, because he knew that his children would have a way to the tree of life eternally because of his sacrifice and the spilling of his blood. So how do you feel? How do you feel this morning about being in the presence of Almighty God? There should be a presence. There should be a feeling of awe and shock, oh, and love for what God has done for us, that we could abide in his presence on this morning, and we could understand the love that he's pouring out upon us, even right now. In the name of Jesus. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. We thank God. So let us come together in unity. Let us stay with one accord, pressing towards the higher mark through Christ Jesus that gave his ransom and life for us. Let us move and ungodliness. Let us move in holiness. Let us move in truthfulness. Let us move towards that high calling of Christ Jesus that called us to himself. That's preparing us to be with him and the Father, that we don't have to deal and suffer with pain, sickness, or things that are not godly anymore. For we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, who shall call forth of him, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, who paid it all, the ransom in every one of us. So grab on to Jesus and don't let go. Grab on to God's love and his presence right now and don't let go. For there shouldn't be anything more important, oh glory, than holding on to God's unchanging hand. For you know God says he's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore, that he changes not. Praise God. And think about it. For God does things decent and in order and always in love and truthfulness and holiness. So we, being his children, should be the same, think the same, talk the same, walk the same as God walks each and every day of our life. This is what we're called to do, to give God the praise, the glory, and the honor, and to serve him, because we were made for his purpose and not our own. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God that we can walk in righteousness and truth, and that we can spread the good news and the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we not get bungled up and tangled up into the cares of this world, into those little old idiosyncrasies that don't make any sense. For salvation is the key. Praise God. For what God will do on Monday, he will do on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. He will send forth blessing, miracles, signs, and wonders when we accept the salvation of the Lord in our lives, which is so important. Turning up and talking about all these other doctrines and things, it doesn't make any matter. God wants his children to come back home. He wants us saved, delivered, set free, and filled with his Holy Spirit, that it will lead, teach, and guide us through all truth and righteousness, each and every day, on today. Praise God. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve on today, that we bow down before his throne and take the time out, praise God, to give him honor and to give him patron. Our mighty God that sits high and looks low with abundant love for his children on today. So share. Don't hold what you have learned from the Lord through his word, through his Holy Spirit. Share it on today. For he has called us unto discipleship on today and each and every day. Share the word of God to somebody because we're living in the last and evil day. On today, tell somebody about the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ. Take your eyes off yourself and put it on somebody else. And the Lord Jesus Christ will come in and bless your soul. Oh, yes, he will. On today, as we marinate in his name, as we marinate in his word, in his Holy Spirit, let God lead us. Let God teach us and guide us to where we need to be positioned in him, that we stay in alignment and recognize the purpose. And the purpose is heaven being our home, as well as ours, somebody else's, that we shall not be selfish and hog and hoard the word of Almighty God that comes to us, because we're all family and children of Almighty God. We work it together. Yes, that we work it together in spirit and in truth, and that we move towards heaven's highway. That when we get to the gate, hallelujah, and it swings open and the Lord let us in, we can say, and he will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Enter into the house of the Lord. And what a time, what a time, what a time that we all shall have on today. As for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, for there is no turning back for me. Oh, no. My mind is made up. I'm on my way up to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. That when he comes, that we'll be ready. A church without spot, blemish, or a wrinkle. Praise God. And those spot, blemishes, and wrinkles is sin, that we won't have that sin, that God can receive us unto himself. Oh, yes. So when we get to heaven, all of us, what a time, what a time. On today, Friday, give your all unto the Lord. Share your love and good news in the gospel with somebody. Praise God. Even just to say God loves you, and so do I. Amen. For God does not turn his back on us. He is standing with wide open arms to receive each and every one of us. Praise God. And those things, praise God, that we don't have to do anymore, those sins that we don't have to sin anymore, are cast into the lake of fire, and that we shall show forth unto the Lord their God as pure gold, coming through the fullest fire, that everything is drained and pulled off that's not of Christ. Oh, yes. That all of the pure gold, after all of everything else, is drained away the impurities. We stand as pure gold before the Lord thy God on today. Praise God. God is a very present help in the time of trouble and need, and he will make a way of escape. All we have to do is live for him, praise him, and understand that he has the cure the key to our future. Praise God that he will unlock the door to heaven's gate. He said to come and to knock, and the door will be open to every man, every woman, every child that come unto him, that labor and heavy laden, that he will let you in on today. So keep the faith, saints. Keep looking up unto Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Keep looking to him towards the hills from which cometh our help and our strength, because all of it comes from the Lord thy God, who made the heavens and the earth, who hung the stars and the moon, praise God, and that made man from the dust of the earth and blew life into him. Oh, yes, look unto him. Look unto God and Jesus Christ, the Almighty, the powerful, the awesome. Oh, glory, awesome God, on today, think of all the people around this earth on today that needs the Lord Jesus in their lives. And we walk by them, and the Holy Spirit tells us to say or to speak, and we won't say a word. But somebody prayed for me. Somebody had me on their mind. Grandmama, granddaddy, aunt, uncle, cousin. Somebody had me on their mind. So, those that are unsaved out there, and those that are saved, amen, put them on your mind. Pray a prayer. Ask the Lord to come into their lives. He said, one plants, one waters, but to him be the increase. Oh, glory be to God. So we are living in the last and evil days. So much chaos, distractions, and troubles are toiling this land. But God is a God of mercy. God is a God of justice. God is a God of love. God is a God of order. He's that kind of God. And he wants us to serve him and to be in order with him, that we can come and sit round at the table of the Lord in heaven's home and praise him and glorify his holy name. For there will be no more war, no more suffering, no more pain, but God Almighty will have peace, love, and joy for all of us who accept the Lord Jesus and serve him in spirit and in truth on today. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's just something to be able to sit and marinate in the Lord and think of all of the attributes and the things that he does for us. The little things, the in-between things, the great big things, it doesn't matter. He does them because of his love for each and every one of us. And so we should be able to come into his presence and sit down and reminisce and talk to him. Yes, he wants us to be in him, a child of the Most High God, and talk to him as Daddy, as Lord, as God, as Savior on today. Take the time out, take the time out to serve the Lord. unto thee each and every day, knowing that he will do a new thing, each and every moment, each and every day in your life. Oh, yes, he will. On today, give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the glory. And you will see how loving and how gracious God is to each and every one of us that serve him on today. On today, as you go out, keep your mind steadfast on the Lord thy God. Keep your heart in him. Keep a praise on your lips to him, Alpha and the finisher of our faith. Praise God. Well, you know, I had something that I was going to share, but the Lord took me another way. Praise God. Sometimes it's just those subtle things that we can get into the Lord and just sit down and marinate and talk to God. Amen. And just think on these things. He said to think on these things and thinking on him and praising him and just loving on him because he loves on us. Sometimes that's all it takes for God. See, it's in the praise anyway. Everything that we could do or ask, it's in the praise to God. He loves it. So when we praise him, when we sit down and talk to him, praise God. He loves it. Amen. Sometimes we don't holler, have to holler and scream and jump. Lord this, Lord that. Just sit down in a still, quiet place and realize who God is and let his Holy Spirit move all over you. Yes, touch you, love you. Yes, show you his love. Show you his power and anointing over you and receive it. Receive it on today. God, untiring love and for me on today, because God loves us. Oh, yes. So, on today, realize where you are in the Lord. Recognize that you're here because God wants you here in this moment on today. And give him the praise, the honor, and the glory on today for you being able to be in his presence one more time, because he didn't have to allow it, but he did on today. So no matter where you are, internationally, locally in the United States, oh, glory be to God, here in Atlanta. Realize God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. Oh, yes, on today. And we need to recognize him and who he is and his love for us on today. We thank God. We thank God. Glory for his honor, for his love, for his sacrifice, for his many blessings, yes, for his healings, yes. On today, we thank him for his miracle, signs, and wonders. We thank him for his anointing power on today, and we thank him for his love that we feel even right now, in the name of Jesus. So on this Friday, wherever you are, in your prayer closet, traveling, at work, at your business, wherever, out there giving God your time, praise God, unto him volunteering, helping in some capacity the homeless, the sick, the needy. Oh, glory. Give him the praise. Give him the thanks. And he will truly bless your soul. Amen. And amen. Don't have the Lord in your life on today. All you got to do is ask. All you got to do is knock. And he said, the door will be open unto you. If you have went back, praise God, and you need to come back, amen, into the presence of Almighty God, then you need to do that. He said he is married to the backslider. Praise God. And that he will turn no man away. No man. But that he hoped that all will come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ on today. So on today, I say, God loves you, and so do I. May God rest upon you, your family. Whatever your endeavors are for today, let God lead the way. And if you need God to come in and take out those impurifications and to have you to be as pure gold, he will do it on today because he loves you. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you until we meet again. Lord, send the same. Monday, 7 p.m. Monday at 7 p.m. Praise God. You have a God-blessed day. And let God change your way. God bless you. Excuse me. And may heaven smile upon you.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me. Create in me a clean.